Sunday night, all class Eor, Shmaitza. We're moving along to Shmaitza Gimel Perek Hey, which is really a very important perek. It's to set your mind at ease. It sort of starts a new inyan. Pesach, it sort of starts a new inyan. And we've learned, and we've come across, of course, Chazaka. Everybody knows Chazaka. And when you say Chazaka, usually we assume, and correctly, most it turns out most of the time, that it refers to Chazaka de Meikara. Chazaka de Meikara means we don't know what's going on now. Or either we don't know what it is now, or we know that what it is now, but we know that a change took place, and we don't know when the change took place. So Chazaka de Meikara means the status quo of the previous known state is maintained up until such time that we know there was a change. But there's also something, and that's what the Shmaitz is going to discuss in Perek Hey, if there is such a thing, strange as it sounds. You find sometimes the Rishonim, and the implication of the Gemara is that there's something called Chazaka Dahashta. That we, you know, Chazaka, we said hundreds of times, thousands of times, is an idea that we assume the status quo. That's the best definition of Chazaka. We assume the status quo, and so we assume that stayed, the status quo stayed, like inertia. It stayed, again, it's not a birur. Obviously, there's no logic to saying that a taka was that way. In terms of taka, it's probably a 50-50 chance. But the Torah, it's not an irrational gzeiras hakasuv. It's a logical way to tell people what to do. You would like the word hanhoga. I don't like the word hanhoga. It's a logical way to deal with a suffix. The Torah likes dealing with sfeikas. The Torah does not like... It's like in physics, there's such a thing, like an uncertain state. Well, I'm going back to when I went to school. Something like...
We didn't have physics back then.
The atoms and the molecules don't like an uncertain state. They like to go to a vadai. There's such a thing nobody knows what to talk about. Yeah, there is such a thing. I'm not crazy.
It's potential energy.
Chemistry, no, chemistry.
The valence, like the...
I don't remember, seven, something.
Certain numbers.
Two in the name.
Anyway, in halacha also, Torah is a stakel baraisu bara alma. The Torah does not like an uncertain state. If we're stuck, ironically, we're familiar with sofik deraisu lechumro, sofik deraisu lekula, sofik derabonu lekula. That's not good. That's, you don't know what to do. So it has to tell you what to do if there's no way of resolving the sofik. But we would much rather resolve the sofik. So chazaka, it's a chiddush in the sense that, you know, it doesn't really address the issue, really. It just tells you what to assume. But it's the Torah says it's a fine way of resolving the suffix. And again, if you think of it as status quo and you think of it as inertia, so I wonder if anybody ever would make a scientific survey of chazakas. I wonder what percent of the time itaka stayed the way it was. It would be an interesting experiment.
It actually addresses that between potential energy and converter. This is sitting here, it has potential energy to roll down that way. But until it does, the potential energy is still there.
That's how there's an halacha to say it's mutter, or it's osur, or it's kosher, it's posel. Anyway, but there's such a thing we come across called chazaka dahashta. Chazaka dahashta means, hey, we know what it is now. So we want to know how far back in time could we assume it was this way always. Obviously, when something was, if we had a blackboard, you'd write, if something wasn't the past X and it isn't the past Y, so your Chazaka de Meikara is going to clash with the Chazaka de Hashta. They're going to clash head on. So throughout Shas, Chazaka de Meikara always wins. The Gemara barely ever mentions Chazaka de Hashta. It's not even clear. I mean, you say, but in Gemara neither the base. I mean, base. It says harei chaser lefonecha. It's not 100% clear. Not all Rishonim learn that harei chaser lefonecha means that a chazaka dahashta has been established, a chazaka dahashta of psul of the mikvah, let's say. or of the Isha, Cheskas Tumma, Dahashta. Many learn that it's just a very strong Reusa. It shakes up the foundation of the Chazaka Demeikara. We know it changed, and that's like a Vaday Reusa, which is not a good thing for Chazaka to have. Many Chazakas, there is no Reusa Lefonecha, you just don't know what happened. Maybe you have reason to believe it might have changed, otherwise you wouldn't even be Masupik. So you have your Safek, there's a Drora, you have the Safek what happened, and Chazaka resolves it, but there's no Vaday Reusa Lefonecha. We don't know that the matzav changed. Al Kaponim, the Shmaitzah in Perikei is going to deal with Chazaka Dahashta and whether or not a certain case in the Gemara is this elusive principle called Chazaka Dahashta, and when do you follow and when do you ever say it? Chori, you're always dealing with a Chazaka Demeikara also, so like there's always that clash. So let's see the Shmaitzah. Shmaitzu Gimel Perakei. Mabur Misugi Resh Perakama Denido. The Adkan Le Pligi Beishamayu Beis Hillel Benido. The woman saw Dam. The Beishamay Savri Daya Shaito. It's really Shamay, not Beishamay. Shamay says, she saw Dam now. That's all. You don't even go back to a minute ago. Now is when she's Tomei. That's it. From the last time that she checked herself and found herself to be Tohor, you assume she's Tomei. You go back all the way. So it's clear in the Gemara that the Machlekes is a Chumra Ba'alma, and really Beis Hamai wins. Of course, as we'll see in a moment, because of Chazaka Demeikara. She has a Cheskas Taira. So you don't say she didn't become Tomei until you see that she's Tomei. But there's a Cheskas Taira up to that point in time. So the Machlekes is a Chumra L'Kotchim B'Truma. You know, we're Machmir and we assume any Kotchim she touched is Tomei. We assume any Truma she touched is Tomei. But it's a Chumra. It's a Chumra because of the Chumra of Kotchim and Truma. Their holiness, their Kedusha. Avol Chulen, but if there would be an Inyan by Chulen, it would be Negeya. Kuli Alma Modu Darminun Daya Shaita. And we only look at her as being Tomei from now on. When we see she's Tomei, the Muke Becheskosa, meaning the Chazaka de Meikara, that she was Tahor, and we say, Hashtahu Derasa, she saw Adam only now. Now she saw Adam, yeah. Okay, that's a Gemara. Because of Shomatoisis, the Hadi Aminon, we have a case, we've had it before in Shmaitza Aleph. Benoga Be'echad Belaila, a guy touched someone at night, a bunch of people were sleeping, he touched him, and everybody woke up in the morning, except for that guy. So the Shaila is, when did he die? And is he Tomei? Is the guy that touched him Tomei? Because maybe he was dead when he touched him. And now you see he's dead. So the rule is, so it says, they call out Tumas Kishas Mitziyosan. You say, you follow, we'll start calling you maybe the Chazaka Dahashta. You follow the present matzah, now he's dead. So you assume he was dead at 2 a.m. when the guy touched him. That's the Gemara. So Tosfos says, Deinu Ela the Truma B'Kotchim. That's only, now that we say that that Hillel's Chumra of saying she's Tomei now, we go back in time and assume she was Tomei before, is only a Chumra for Chulin of Truma B'Kotchim. But really, of course, Chazaka de Meikara that she's Tahora trumps. Aval Chulin lo Amrina Keshas Mitziyason. Va'adirabba Mukilo b'Chazaka de Meikara. So here also, with the guy that touched, he has a Cheskas Taira.
Could we also introduce it's a Chumra in this case because a mace is an Avatuma.
So what is it? Chumra Lagabi. So only Lagabi Truma B'Kotchim do we find with Machmir. So because Meis is an Avatuma, so we're Machmir by Truma B'Kotchim. But we're not Machmir, let's say, by Chulin. If it would be a question of Chulin, we wouldn't assume, we wouldn't follow the Chazaka Dahashta. Okay. B'chein Kosu Toises Be'erevin. Tahach Kol Atumas Kishas Mitziyosan. That's the phrase of the Gemara. Kol Atumas Kishas Mitziyosan. Really, the phrase itself lends itself to Tosfos's point. because Chazakat HaHashter would be a universal rule if it exists. Why would you say Kol HaTumas Kishas Mitziyasan? Nothing to do with Tumah. But so maybe if you learn it's only Tumah V'Kotchim, because becoming Tame is a very chomor, dikah, severe thing, so you say Kol HaTumas Kishas Mitziyasan. So you omer ala lahachmer gavi kachim et truma, and you'd only say ala chumra. You would never say ala kula. You would only say ala chumra and only the gavi kachim and truma.
What?
I've been a geya. Some people were makbit to eat chulin only with tahara. Maybe, yeah. Got cause of tosis perik hamadir v'ayin shok. Okay. Umizani tome, Samaita says, I don't get it. I find so many times in Poiskim and Mesharisa Gedolim Chikrei Lev, that's not the name of a Tshuva Sefer, even though it happens to be the name of a Tshuva Sefer, there happens to be a Tshuva Sefer called Chikrei Lev, but that's not what the Shmaitzer means. He's being a little poetic here. Gedolim Chikrei Lev, anybody learned Nach? Anybody knows where that phrase comes from? It comes from Shiras Devorah. Chikrei Lev, Gedolim Chikrei Lev is the phrase in the Shiras Devorah. I find Poiskim using Chazaka the Hashtag, the Kishias Mitzino Son, Achidonu Ba'afila Lakula, even by Chul and even Lakula, Vigufaina Chazaka El Lachumra Uvitruma Vakochim Dafka. The only time we find in the Gemara that they reckon with the present moment is when you, that they go back in time from the present moment is L'chumra and Truma V'Kotchim. V'hine Baruch Chaim, that's good old Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim. Yerideya, Ebenezer, Chesha Mishmet, Aruch Chaim. Kosova Ramah, Dem Nintzes Chita Be'isa, they're making matzos for Pesach, and they found in the dough a chita, Oysven HaKol, the Amrinon Kan Nintze Kan Hoya. In other words, you took off some of the isa already to make matzah, and it's no longer, it's not here anymore. But so the shaila is, when did this wheat fall in? Was this wheat kernel, which apparently is enough to asa the whole dough? Maybe it's because it's on Pesach and lafilu bela flaybato, or maybe it's chayz of niyar. Even if it's before Pesach, it's Yobesh B'Yobesh. Al-Kaponim, it's something that would answer the Isa, but what the Ramah says is that it answers everything, even stuff that was already baked from this dough. I mean, you took off from the dough and you baked. So, the Amin Kanim Sova Kanhoya. So that's like a Chazaka D'Hashta type Sforo. We had this phrase in the Mishnah Ksubis that we spent so much time on. Kanimsa Kanhoya, and here he's learning the Ramah. He's learning in the Ramah that you say the Chita was here now, so you have to be afraid the Chita was here yesterday when the dough was much larger, and you have to ask for everything that was there before. Because of Shamataz over there on that Ramah, the Yolif Isser Mituma, that the Ramah is learning out Isser Mituma, the Amrina Noged Becha Balayla, that's the case we just had brought down. Beni Yodeyam Chayim Meis Ulamochar Motzol Meis Rabbi Meir Metayer V'chachamim Metamin Shkalatumas Kishas Mitziyos Anat Kan Lishono. So here by Isser also you found the Chita now Mechumetzes, so it was that way when you took off the dough to make matzahs with. That's the Taz explaining the Ramah. Ukvornis bar, but now the Shmaitz is taking over and says, no. The loy amrina kashas mitziyoson ela lechaymer truma v'kotchim. Avol be'almo amrinon hashtehu dinasaveh. We only see the reyoso that we see now. And he says, ve'efshed demedaminon chumer dechometz lechumer dekotchim. Maybe we make that comparison. The Gemara makes that comparison. Ach, but to be honest, b'shas lo husko chumer zugavi chometz. You don't find anywhere in Shas. You find many times that we're machmer by Truma V'Kotchim. We want to maintain the level of sanctity of Truma V'Kotchim. But you don't necessarily find by Chometz that the... What?
What Chumrah don't we find by Chometz?
We don't find a special Chumrah commensurate with Truma V'Kotchim.
Yisur
So you could say, yeah, you could say it's kares and it's kol shehu. You see, they were so machmir. So in the chalami. Umogen Avram Simon on Iskar. Hevi shamaisa be'echad shenotol l'toich piv chatichas matzo v'chatichas tarnagol. What? V'ochal shneim yachad. Yeah, the hirgish bepiv. So I don't know. So he brings down the story here on the bottom, the shmaitzam of Ueris. The bottom line is, you found the chita in the soup. You found the chita in the tafshil. And even if they poured it into a different pot, and then they found the chita in the new pot. Not even. If they poured it into a, you poured it from the pot into a plate, and they found the chit in the plate, so you say it's here. Kanim to kanoya. You don't go back. You don't go back and say it was in the pot. You say it's in the dish. Actually, it happens to be a case where the tafshil was cold, so you would even be allowed to eat the tafshil because there was no blia. Just remove the chit, and then you could eat it. Uvayim beneath the bakupa shenimtza basheretz. The Mogen Avraham brings a raya. It says if you used tyros in a kupa, and then you brought it to another part of the house, and you found the sheretz there. The mashma dimbishlu tavshul b'kder v'solkua meyakira l'makumacher, but it's tanano v'nimtza al gabi chita terminan atano flod l'machzikin. And this would be mokum l'mokum ayin sham. Okay, he's mixing in cases, the shmaitza. The case with the kupa shenimtza basheretz is that you use tyrus in a certain box in one part of the house, and they brought it to another part of the house, and then they found the sheretz in it. So you're not afraid, the Gemara says, that the sheretz was there before, because ein machzikin tuma mimokom lamokom. Ein machzikin tuma lamokom lamokom. So if they poured, that's a separate idea. In other words, no, I think he poured it into a dish. No, he poured it into a dish.
He also was another
question. Kaponim, the Mogen Avraham's point is, Ein machzikin tumim mimokom lamokom. And Ein machzikin nisim mimokom lamokom. Again, even though these things sound a little strange, you'll say because the odds didn't increase, but that's what we keep seeing by Chazaka. It doesn't always matter if the odds increase or not. We have guidelines to govern when we apply chazaka. Ein machzikin isur or tumum imakom lamakom means if you find it, you find something in place A, so you don't carry it over to place B. A place is a dover bifleatzmo, and you can't extend it. But what the Shmaitz is pointing out is that that's the only reason you're not extending it backwards. It's because ein machzikin isur imakom lamakom, but that means, if it wouldn't be mimokom lamokom, if it wouldn't be two different makomos, then we'd be okay with going backwards and saying, well, if you found the chita now, then it was probably there before and it's also.
But so if it's a subject in consideration of tuma, and Rosh Hashanah, you go to tuma anyway.
Yeah, but but the chametz, we're not talking about tuma. The chametz, we're talking about chametz. You're right, by tuma, but here we're talking about chometz.
Right, but they're comparing it to a sheretz.
Yeah, but you're not going to compare the Rosh Hashayochid angle. So the bottom line is that the Shmaitza says that you see that chometz is very chomor, and we would follow a chazoka dahashta l'chumra and go back and say, well, if the chita is here now, then maybe there was a chita there before, without that added kenech of kula of machzik and tuma mimokom lamokom. Right? So you see the only heter there was because ein machzikin tuma mimokom lamokom. You can't like move it from place to place, so to speak. You can't move it from place to place. Because it's like, think of a mokom as like a box, chazoka status quo. So you can't extrapolate the status quo once it has a different address. Once it has a different post office box. So then, you'll say the chances are the same. That's what you have to understand. Chazaka is never a game of chances. It's a legality. And mimakom lamakom is not called the status quo has been maintained, because that's a whole new thing. a whole new matzah. So here, since the kula is based on ein machzikin isur mimakom lemakom, so he's saying, but why should we even think there's a problem? Just because you're now in the chita now, who says there was a problem yesterday? So you see, you do say that. And you say that chametz is as chamur as tumah, by tumah v'kachin. That's what the Shmaitz approved in this paragraph. But he goes on to say, I really don't understand. Uladidi tzorachiyon. Tasham v'machloka shnuya. And neither we have a machlokas about this din of machzakin and tumah mimokom l'mokom. Kupa sh'nishtam shubo tairis b'zavis b'ayizeh. The tiltalu al azavis acheres, v'nimtza sheretz v'zavis acheres, chizkiyos over loy machzakin and tumah mimokom l'mokom, Rabbi Yochanan over machzakin and tumah mimokom l'mokom. What's going on here? Pasuk Rambam, Rabbi Yochanan shav. So what's the Morgan Avraham talking about? We paskin machzakin and tumah mimokom l'mokom. So what is he making an assumption? Not like the halacha is. Pasuk Rambam Rabbi Yochanan Shavim Kain Roi Shenachzik BeIsur Gam Kain Mimakom LeMakom Kivin DeLom Du Isur Mituma. Very good question. Yeah. He's asking a kasha on the Morgan Avraham. How can the Morgan Avraham be so sanguine? He said he doesn't have a problem with the Morgan Avraham needing the rule of Ein Machzikin Isur Mimakom LeMakom to save the day, because he's ready to grant you that the Issa Chametz is similar to the Issa Tumah, and therefore you do go from here backwards. You do follow the Chazaka Dahashto, the Chumrah. So here you found the Chita, we have to be afraid there was a Chita yesterday. But now he's asking a halacha dicker question. What does the Magen Avraham say? But you can be Mekel, because Ein Machzikin Tumah Mimakom LeMakom. But we paskin machzikin tumah mimakom l'makom. The Rambam paskins like a Yochanan who holds like that. What's going on here?
But if you learn Issur from tumah.
But we paskin machzikin tumah mimakom l'makom. You can learn enough from tumah all you want, but if we paskin yes machzikin, then you're going to have a problem. Ubechuvas marami lublin. They took a cabbage. They were making cabbage. I guess cabbage is pickled. What's pickled cabbage? Sauerkraut. They were making sauerkraut. They had crude pickling in a barrel, and they put it in a plate, and they took it home, and then they found the proverbial chita. The nimtza chita b'kaira matirin es achodes. Right, people were nervous. There goes the whole borscht. I don't know, the whole sauerkraut. So, v'vishay machzikim mimakom l'makom. Very nice. So you could ask the same question. We paskin yes machzikin tumah mimakom l'makom. I can go easier on the Marami Lublin than I can go on the Morgan Avraham. Why? Because they poured it from the Chavis to the Kaira. So it's not just a question of Machzakin and Issa Mimakom Lemakom, but Machzakin and Issa Mekli Lekli, because they changed Caleb. So again, every step of difference says that the status quo is not this particular case, right? You keeps you very limited. So even though, remember what that means. People are carrying the tumor. So you don't say in such a case it's. You don't say in such a case anybody does lisha. Ela tam b'shem dafta machzikina tumim mimokom l'makom, avu mul kli al kli v'adei loy machzikina. Again, everything's a further stage in a different matzav. You know what it's like? I mean, you don't know what I'm thinking, so It's like when you make a bracha, the bracha goes on everything you're going to eat. But if you change places, you have to make a new bracha.
Unless before you eat the bracha.
No, sometimes even if you had a mind by a shahakol, and you go outside. Because for a bracha to work on other things, there has to be, like, there's different. Once I can with confidence say, that's a new achila. That's a different achila. It's in no way going to be considered a hemshech of this achila. Then you'll always have to make a new bracha. If it's a new matzah. So we look, what about two rooms in the same house? What about two houses with a connecting roof? What about to walk outside? What about if you walked outside, I'll das to come right back? We're always looking for the gedarim of what's called a shinui makom. So it's the same thing here, like with chazaka. We're pushing the envelope. We want to see what's going to be considered, like, not upsetting the status quo, because we're in a totally different matzah. Talk about the Shmaizer brings down the Ravid, that even if machzakin and tumah mimakom mimakom, but mekli al kli, you're not machzakin and tumah. It's a totally new kli. So,
isn't the Shmaizer originally bothered by the fact that it's only by tumah and tara that we're
he's willing to grant you that by chametz you're also machmir. That's where he's holding. Okay, and now he made a shtickle segue into machzikin on tumah mimakom mimakom, because the Magen Avraham said he brought a right from the Magen Avraham that you'd be machmir, but what the Magen Avraham bottom line was mekil because of a new rule, a different rule of ein machzikin on tumah mimakom mimakom. So Shmaya says that's very nice, except that we paskin yes, machzakin and tumah mimakom mimakom. And now he's saying, I would ask the same question on this Marami Lublin, but in the Marami Lublin they poured it into another kli, and then they found the chita. So I feel more comfortable saying everybody's mind there, ain't machzakin and tumah mikli lekli, even if machzakin and tumah mimakom mimakom. Again, it's all different gradations of shinui, so that you know when you can't apply the status quo anymore. Vim kein l'divri ma'aram lublin, yesh lem smicha l'divri arrived. Aval l'divri ha'mogen avram shekosov. Shem til talua, they didn't pour it, they just took that same plea, and they moved it mimokom l'mokom. The ein machzakinon mimokom l'mokom, tzorechion. Donon kaimon krab yoichanon. They yes machzakinon tum mimokom l'mokom. Chmoy shekosavti. Okay, I'll be out.